You can follow Leanne Louise, who is my guest in the studio, on Twitter. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The Leanne Louise. Got that right, haven't I?
Yeah.
There we go. Because you changed it, and I got really confused. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I was like trying to follow all the. But that's not her. Because the thing is, my eyesight's so bad. I was looking at the screen going, I'm sure that's not the wrong person.
She's got an impersonator.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying this. But yeah, Leanne Louise is coming up on my show, and it's some random person in America.
Yeah.
Some sort of stalker. Now, Glass House, tell us all about it.
Basically, for me, it's one of the most personal songs I've ever written, and the whole EP is kind of like a massive story. And once I'd written this track, like Glasshouse, I just felt so relieved. Like, it was definitely like therapy. It was just, yeah, just a huge relief. And yeah, it's produced by a production duo called Play Loud. It features an artist called Pawz, which is P-A-W-Z, mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll let you take your own interpretation from it.
And is this the first one we're going to be hearing?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. This is Leanne Louise. You're in for it. She's amazing. I just like to build you up like that to make you extra nervous before you start singing. And don't forget, I just have to explain to people out there that when she is a professional musician, and when you come into the studio, like all of the musicians we have here are excellent, there is no reverb. And if you are a singer, it is very, very difficult to sing live with a dry vocal. It is really difficult to do. And everybody that comes into Phoenix, you should break the microphone there. Everybody that comes into Phoenix, break the mic, has to sing dry. So you've got your backing track and your vocals, so you know, appreciate that. We'll just appreciate she's got a fantastic voice, and you're going to absolutely love this.
You've
broken it. Is it broken anymore? You're
right. No, fixed it.
I'm in though, watching angels fly. How I plead them to adopt me when my hands are tied. My heartbeat slowly dropping when my body's weak. And the dark is all around me, that is when they speak. Is when they all surround me, climbing every ladder to get high and nothing left at all. But this bitter sweet desire, I can't take them punching me. And I've done how wasted to be. This girl's house I'm in though, the bars up for the window. Baby, dreams come true. Yes, I know, because they told me, inspired by you. Where the secret angels hold me, how it haunts my mind. Do you regularly do this? Shivers down my spine, kisses every time, climb in every wall. Nothing left to tell, but this bitter sweet desire. I can't escape them watching me. Love don't always set you free. This glass house I'm in though, take the bars off for the window. I'm in love, take the bars up for the window.
Oh, my lass, you are classy.
Thank you.
You are really classy. That is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Sorry, you can move. You've broken that microphone. You can move away now. Get out of the way, right. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Such control over your voice as well.
Thank you.
So you're not even a bum note. You could have just made a bum note.
It was a little bit of a bum note.
There's no bum notes in there. It never is. It never is. I sit here and I was hoping you're going to do a bum note. I was tempted to throw a pen at your face just to I never look at the singers when they're singing. I just sit
she was pulling faces at me and everything. Do not lie.
I sit there with my head down. I was nodding very, very slowly, trying to get the groove into myself. I was getting the groove. Now, artists that inspire you, who did you grow up listening to, and who now do you get inspired by?
Okay, so when I was younger, I used to want to be a Spice Girl.
Which one?
I think it was Baby Spice.
Yeah.
But as I got a bit older, it was people like Amy Winehouse, Alicia Keys, Adele... all them kind of people. Like, I didn't get into the unsigned kind of scene until I was about 18, 19, so I was listening to all the commercial artists. But yeah, people like Jessie J, just I really appreciate their music at that time. But now I kind of get inspired more by my own experiences. But yeah, as I was growing up, it was them guys.
What do you think about, I mean, you're a female in a male dominated, it is a male dominated business, no matter what you say about the industry, it is. What do you think about, you look at, I spoke to one of my little friends from the competition I'm doing called Lauren, who went to see Miley Cyrus. She's only about sort of 17. She went to see her, and she was ever so good, but she was swearing. Many clothes on. But you are an artist, so I mean, you've come in today, you look really well, you're very attractive, you don't go out there with hardly any clothes. And what do you think about artists that use their femininity and sexuality to sell records? Because I don't think you are beautiful, but you're not that type of artist, are you?
No, but I don't know, it's a tough one, because obviously we all have our own ways of expressing ourselves. But I think it's just become like a thing where you feel like you need to do it. And like I can't do that. Like, I'm just gonna be honest, I'm not that kind of, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it. But I express myself in other ways, and they're all like Rihanna, Miley Cyrus. They all do their thing and they do it really, really well.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a tough one, really. I think everyone has their own way of expressing it, and I don't know. I really don't.
We won't be seeing you in a leotard anytime soon.
Maybe. Just for you, Michelle. No, you won't.
See, men, women, they all love me. Can't resist me. Well, it was just because her leotard was just like, so it was cut so high, I was like, you know, you just didn't know what was gonna you were going to see next.
No, I don't. I couldn't do it, like, just because I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
I think it distracts from the music.
Yeah, possibly. Like, there's ways of doing it that complement the music, but...
Because to me, they look a bit like... Hoochie Mamas, they look a little bit like strippers. Do you know what I mean? Like, they should get a pole and dance around it, really. You should be giving them a fiver. Not that I've ever done that type of thing myself. You go on a Friday night. If you could have a dinner, all lovely round the table, lovely bit of food. Number one, what would be your favourite food to eat?
Wow. I love food, full stop, so... spaghetti bolognese, I suppose. I love spaghetti bolognese.
So you're having spaghetti bolognese?
My grand's spaghetti bolognese.
All right, your grand's, is it real parmesan cheese on top or not?
Probably, I don't know.
All right.
if it's my grand, it probably is.
And who would be your four guests, if you could have any music, and this is a difficult one, four musical guests, so they can be alive or dead, that you could have sat there, that you could have a good old chin wake, and maybe get some spaghetti bolognese just slightly down you as you were sat there. Who would it be?
Oh my God, this is a hard question. I'm going to be completely random. Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. Who's dead or alive, we never know, really.
The Walking Dead. I think it'd be quite fun. This is really random. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm really rubbish at these type of questions. I'm going to invite you. You can come.
I can come. I'll be serving the food, obviously, or eating it.
Oh, and who else can I pick? Well, this invites Sharon Osbourne as well, so the Osbournes can come.
Oh, she's bringing a little dog with her. Sharon! That's my best impersonation for this. So you've got all the gigs coming out. So whereabouts are you playing? Because you're playing all over London.
Yeah.
I know where you're playing. Because you're playing at the Vibe Bar.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Basically, last night I had a gig at Vibe Bar, yep. Which was amazing. I've got a gig actually in Chelmsford on the 17th of May, which is like an all-day kind of festival thing. On the 27th of May, I'm at Cafe 1001 in Shoreditch,
yep.
Which I think is just off Brick Lane. 19th of June, I'm at The Arc, which is basically behind Angel Tube Station.
Yep.
And then on the 21st of July, I'm at Vibe Bar, but I've always got like other gigs coming through. I just can't think off the top of my head. In fact, no. And on the 25th of May, I've got one at Evoke in Chelmsford. So, yeah, I'm always like playing live and performing. So, it's basically just following me on Twitter and Facebook and websites and stuff.
Well, you've got to say, you can't just say what they are. So it's the Leanne Louise is Twitter.
The Leanne Louise, which is THELEANNE. Yeah, you get the idea.
Yes.
Facebook is Leanne Louise Music. And my website is leannelouisemusic.co.uk. But if you Google me, it probably should come up.
Yeah, you'll come from the top ones. And also, yeah. Because you've got the EP out, so if you want to buy that, it's on iTunes.
Exactly.
And Amazon as well.
iTunes, Amazon, HMV, Google Play. It's even on the moon. It's not the moon, but yeah, you get the idea.
It reaches that far. It does. The music reaches that far. Now, the next song you're going to sing to finish off with is called What?
No More.
It's not called What, sorry. It's No More. Tell us about the song.
Okay, so this one, like, the whole EP was, like, made. It was very natural. It was very organic. This one was one. It's just a feel-good flow tune. It's very, I say feel-good. It's easy listening. And, yeah, it's just drawn from personal experiences. Another one of my exes. He wasn't very happy about that.
Well, you know, you get a song written out of them that is worth having the relationship,
exactly.
Wasn't it? Now, I will give you a bit of advice. When you come into the studio next time, because the sales guy, Greg, thought that you came with a can of Tetleys.
Yeah.
It's actually an energy drink. But you walked down and was like, oh, she's got a can of Tetleys. What's she doing? But it's not. It was energy. But it does look like it's like a proper old beer
can. It does look
can.
Like a can of beer.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking beer.
I was like, rock and roll.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm a little bit tipsy.
Well, I'm so glad you turned up. I was very frightened that I'd actually booked you in the wrong day.
No, I'm sorry about that.
And you will be coming in hopefully to a Phoenix FM Fridays in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm
well.
Definitely up for that.
That is brilliant. Right, here we go. Here is Leanne Louise. Don't forget, you can check her out on the web. Download this EP because it is on iTunes at the moment and on Amazon. And you can catch her at loads of gigs in London. If you can't make London, she will be doing a Phoenix FM Fridays. And I know that Paul will be listening out there at the moment and probably nailing her to the floor before she leaves here to get to agree to a date. So here we go. Name of the song again?
No More.
No More. Here we go. Here's Leanne Louise.
Love is all I need. No, 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 no. catch me in your web. Don't you let me go now. No, no, no.
That's like hearing magic. My legs are gone all funny.
Oh, thank you. That's a good thing.
That is beautiful. What a lovely song.
Thank you.
And I can imagine he's very angry. But it's worth it. It's worth having that relationship just so she can write that song about you. There you go.
That's the thing, though. I used to, like, hesitate when writing songs that were personal to me because, well, once I write a song, everyone knows my business. But, like, I just used to feel kind of awkward singing, like, really honest songs, but then I was like, do you know what, it makes me feel so good.
Yeah,
when I that, and seeing other people relate to it as well, because I used to think, because it's so personal to me, that other people won't relate, but I was completely wrong.
Yeah,
like, since I've been true to myself, really, it's been great.
Well, hopefully we'll see Phoenix Step on Fridays. Don't forget, you can catch her at the 17th of May at the Fleece, which is in Chelmsford. 27th, you've got plugged in the Cafe 1001 at Shoreditch. 19th of June, you're plugged at the Arc at Angel, which is just behind the back of the Angel Tube Station. 21st of July, plugged in, switched on the Vibe Bar, Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Excellent. And if you want to get a copy of the album, it's iTunes or it's on Amazon as well.
Yep.
Excellent.
Just, yeah, it's pretty much on all of them. So
I think you meant to say just download it.
Just download it, innit? It's called Count My Blessings.
Count my blessings. Lovely.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're
Michelle.
Welcome. You'll be back. Bob will be in here trying to pinch you in a minute.
Is he here today?
He will be. He'll probably sort of like slide past the window any second now. But like, oh, da, hello, da, Leanne. Yeah. Is that stalker music you're doing? No, he's not like that. Bobby's very good. We love Bob. He's very nice. Not as nice as me, though.
No.
Right. 12:22. We'll have some music. I'll be back after this with some more ads and some weather. No, we've had weather. Travel.